The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل You're present in a wonderful, a beautiful new program of Madani Channel and Like every other program, this program is also unique. But there is a special uniqueness attached to this very program. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will have several episodes. And in every episode, we will be covering something really beautiful, inshallah. And it will be such mesmerizing and such amazing. It will teach us so much. And along with us learning, it will also refreshen our iman. It will strengthen our iman. It will strengthen our beliefs. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be learning about the amazing works of Sayyiduna A'la Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. A'la Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is an amazing personality. And regarding his biography, regarding his life history, we keep on hearing, we keep on listening. But what sort of a great scholar was he? What sort of an alim was he? He was no ordinary man. He was not an ordinary alim. He was not an ordinary mufti. But he was a person, in fact, a world in his own. He was an ocean of knowledge. In fact, his works are such that there are researches being done to understand his work. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That's the highness, that's the amazingness of the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So this program is also named after the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. The power of the pen of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So yes, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's writing, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's preaching, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's research, so powerful that he has penned down his works, and we know his, you know, classical work of Fatawa, Fatawa Radawiyya, and it contains so much. Allahu Akbar. A person will keep on reading and reading and reading and reading. Sayyidi Shaykh Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliya says that Bahare Shariat Alim Banane Wali Kitab Hai aur Fatawa Razawiyya Mufti Banane Wali Kitab Hai. That Bahare Shariat is a book which can make a person Alim. And Fatawa Razawiyya is such a book which can make a person mufti. Of course, obviously, with the rules of Ifta, with the basic and core education of Dars-e-Nizami Alim course. But just for an understanding that how much ilm, how much knowledge is there in the works of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, today as well, mashallah, this is the first episode of this beautiful program, The Power of the Pen of Raza, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So inshaAllah, today we will be covering the lesson about Shafa'at, about intercession of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. That yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we believe that Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam will undoubtedly, surely perform intercession for the Ummah, for the people who were sent. Allahu Akbar. And yes, we all require the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We all want the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But the amazing thing is, Fatawa Razawiyya, the classical work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I have this beautiful book open in front of me. And this is not just one book. It is actually a book on many volumes. So many volumes. So this is just one volume, just one book out of so many books. And in that, there is a booklet, there is a whole chapter about Shafa'at. How did this chapter come about? Actually, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was asked a question. And the question was What do the ulama-i deen, what do the Islamic scholars say about the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being a shafi'a, being an intercessor? Is there any authentic hadith in this regard? It was a question. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would have answered it just by quoting one or two ahadith, famously known ahadith, because it's a matter which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, several ahadith on it. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would pen down an answer of a page or two or three. And you know, it could be delivered to that questioner. And the matter was sorted. It was fine. But look at the capacity of knowledge. Look at what an ocean Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is. That he compiled and he wrote a complete booklet on this topic. Yes. So this is actually a fatwa of Ala Hazrat. Along with that, it is a research of Ala Hazrat. And how many ahadith does this booklet about shafa'at, how many ahadith does this answer of the question, of the certain questioner contain? 40 ahadith. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has named this beautiful booklet Isma'ul Arba'een Fi Shafa'ati Sayyidil Mahbubin. That mention of 40 ahadith in regards to the Master of Beloveds. Master of Beloveds, Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, Master of all Masters, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So listen to 40 ahadith in regards to the Master of all the beloveds, the beloved of all the beloveds, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi actually started the answer with a beautiful khutbah. Obviously, in the beginning of the bayan, in the beginning of the silsila, like in the beginning of this silsila as well, I started with a khutbah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, this great sheikh, this great giant of Islam, this great scholar of Islam, this great mufti of Islam, he starts his khutbah with Alhamdulillahi al-basir al-sami' wassalatu wassalamu ala al-bashir al-shafi' ala al-bashir al-shafi'. He brings the word shafi', meaning the one who intercedes, the intercessor, in the khutbah itself. وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ كُلَّ مَسَائِنْ وَسَتِيَ. So in the preface itself, in the khutbah itself, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi brings about the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being a shafi'a. And undoubtedly Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that great personality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed so many powers, so many ikhtiyarat, so many rights, and we are thankful, and we should be thankful, we should be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the opportunity that we are the ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah, to get into the answer, look at where Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi starts his answer from. He says, Subhanallah. He says, Subhanallah. From these questions, I get very astonished. I start wondering that amongst the Muslim fraternity, amongst the Ahlul Sunnah fraternity, there are questions of this sort still existing. There are this kind of questions, meaning having doubts upon the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, such questions are still existing. This is very astonishing, and undoubtedly this is amongst the signs of Qiyamah. This is amongst the signs of the last day. This is how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat starts that. It is very shocking. How can one be, you know, even in doubt that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is shafi'i or not? If he is, where is it proven from? It is such a crystal clear message. It is something well known. Sayyidina Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, mentions in his famous book, Bahari Shariat. I had made the mention of this book earlier as well. So in the book, Bahari Shariat, Sayyidi Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Allama Sadr al-Sharia, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, mentions about shafa'at and the kinds of shafa'at. And he mentions few kinds, and then he writes that to believe in the shafa'at Not only the shafa'at, shafa'at with its types. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is rightful and he has the authority. That's what it is mentioned in Bahari Sharia. This is a mas'ala. This is an Islamic ruling. Along with that, what is the hukum upon the person who does not believe in the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Bahari Sharia. Allama Sadru Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes that that person is in clear misguidance. That person is misguided. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi answers the question. And he starts off by saying that first of all, it's astonishing that such questions can even arise. Allahu Akbar. And yes, we do also come across such questions or such objections or such people. But we don't have to do anything special. Our master, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has already served everything in plate for us. We just need to benefit from it. Anyway, Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, before starting his main answer, he first of all says that you are talking about proofs. There are dozens of sahaba who have narrated a hadith upon the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are hundreds of tabi'een who have mentioned upon the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are thousands of muhaddithin, the scholars of a hadith, who have quoted a hadith regarding the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then referring to himself, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that this person, this humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has written a risala on this topic, namely, Sam'un wa ta'a li ahadithi shafa'a. This is a whole risala, this is a whole booklet. So Allah Hazrat says, I have given detail there, but I will provide some detail here. Meaning, he has already written a risala, he has already written a booklet, a research upon this topic already. But as the question is asked, Sayyidi Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sits and pens down a fresh booklet. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we watch this program from beginning to the end and learn what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has shown the power of his pen by mentioning such proofs about the topic of shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So before getting into the main heading, which was 40 ahadith, mention of 40 ahadith, which are in regards to the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi first starts with making mention of few verses of the Holy Quran. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions about 5 verses of the Holy Quran. I will just mention few to you with their brief tafsir as well, brief commentary as well, which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in the certain booklet which is present in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif. So the first ayat Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes is, عَصَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, that soon your Lord shall elevate you to maqam-e mahmood. So now the question here is, what is maqam-e mahmood? So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, and the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Jami'u Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says about maqam-e mahmood, that is shafa'ah, that is the right, that is the authority, that is the privilege of interceding, the privilege of intercession. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Duha, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, and soon your Lord shall bless you so much that you shall be pleased. Soon your Lord will bless you with so much that you shall be pleased. Allahu Akbar. Regarding this as well, Amirul Mu'mineen, Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Now he quotes that Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam mentioned about this certain ayat, that what is the pleasure here that Allah Ta'ala will give you so much that you will be pleased. So what's the detail on this? This certain hadith, this certain narration is also mentioned. This is also hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is mentioned in Mafatihul Ghaib. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, I will not be pleased until that moment until each and every ummati of mine has been freed from hell. Meaning, until even one ummati of mine is in Jahannam, I will not be pleased. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and this is also mentioned in Al-Majma'ul Awsat, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, I will intercede for the people to such an extent until my Rabb Azza wa Jal will ask me that, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, are you happy now? فَأَقُولُ, then I will say, أَيْ رَبْ, O my Rabb, رَضِيتُ, now I am happy. O my Allah Azza wa Jal, now I am happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant such a maqam-e mahmood to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shall intercede for the ummah. Then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned some more verses of the Holy Quran in this regard. But then after mentioning the verses of the Holy Quran, before he starts off mentioning the ahadith-e kareema which support the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that in this booklet, along with mentioning few famous narrations, because these were some famous narrations in Bukhari and Muslim, Tirmidhi, in books like this also, there are narrations mentioned which prove the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that now I will mention some such ahadith which are not so famous, which are not so common, which are not commonly quoted. Those ahadith I will bring in front of the nation. Those ahadith I will quote so the minds of the people can become clear in regards to the shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So before coming to the start of ahadith-e kareema, before starting the ahadith-e kareema, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi first sketches a brief imagination of the Day of Judgment, a day of helplessness, a day where everybody will be worried about himself, a day when the father will run away from the son, where the daughter will run away from the mother, where the children, the siblings won't be of one another. Brother will run away from his brother, sister will run away from the brother. Friends of today, they won't be of any use on that day. And it would be such a day when people would be drowning according to their sins in their own sweat. Some people, according to their sins, will be sweating till their knees, till their feet, or till their thighs, till their tummies or something. Some will be drowning in the sweat. The sweat quantity will be according to their sins. At places it would be such that if a boat is kept, the boat will flow. Yes, that would be the day of reckoning. That will be the day of judgment. That will be the day when all shall be accountable. We shall be accountable for all our deeds. That day when the earth will be made of copper and the sun will be above our heads. Today the sun is very far. That day the sun would just be right above our heads. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be our expectation. All the people will be going towards Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, will be going towards Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, will be going to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, will be going to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. All the prophets alayhi salam will say that, no, we cannot help you. Nafsi, nafsi, idhabu ila ghayr. Go to someone else. Go to someone else. Go to someone else. And at that time, when people get to Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will say, ana laha, I am for this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi beautifully mentioned. See, along with mentioning a hadith, along with proving from Quran and hadith, proving from authentic books, proving from tafaseer, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was such a great poet. He mentions all these beautiful aqaid in his beautiful collection of Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. Entire nation is moving from here to there, this prophet to that prophet, this prophet to that prophet. But at the end, everyone comes to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So that's why on that day, Don't you want the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't you want Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to do your shafa'ah? Don't you want that? Aaj le unki panah, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qayamat mein agar maan liya. Today is the time. Today is the time. Right now, you have this in your hand. Choose. There are several ahadith. There are so many verses of the Holy Quran. And in the beginning, right in the beginning, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi made it very, very clear that it is astonishing to come across such kind of objections. It's shocking. It is amongst the signs of the last hour. How can one have even the slightest doubt? If you're in doubt and you don't want to bring Iman on these beautiful verses which tell you in crystal clear words about the powers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then what else are such people expecting, that what will happen, that then only they would understand. So Allah says, Aaj le unki pana. Today seek His protection. Today ask Him for help. But tomorrow would be too late for it. You'll lose on time. So today is the time, inshallah azza wa jal, let's bring our Iman on these beautiful concepts of Islam, on these ahadith kareema, on the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, a beautiful hadith paak. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam would be approached, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, different anbiya kiram, and at the end they get to Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, Ana laha, ana laha. So at that time, there is a beautiful hadith which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, that what will happen is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will prostrate. He will go into sajda. And by this, basically he is opening the door of shafa'at. Because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the authority of shafa'at al-kubra. He will be the personality who will be opening the door of shafa'at. He will be the one who will be basically inaugurating shafa'at. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will go into sajda, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, irfa rasak, lift your head up, wa qul tusma, and say, you would be heard, wa sal tu'ta, and ask, you will be given, wa shfa' tushaffa, and intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And this hadith paak in Sahih Bukhari. Nowadays people want to ask that, where is it written in Bukhari? Where is it written in Muslim? So obviously, first of all, they should attend a madrasa. They should attend a jami'a. Learn Sahih Bukhari. Learn Sahih Muslim. Actually, first see how Sahih Bukhari even looks like. What is Sahih Bukhari? And learn about Sahih Bukhari. Learn about Sahih Muslim. Before learning that, learn about salah. Learn about wudu, learn about the basics, perform your salah properly, learn the basics of Islam, inshallah enroll in Jami'atul Madinah, learn the Arabic courses, learn the Islamic sciences courses, then come to the beautiful books of Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Sida Hadith. They will inshallah azza wa jal refresh a person's iman. Anyway, subhanallah azza wa jal, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned many ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, like one hadith which is narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allahu Akbar, shafa'ati lil halikina min ummati. Shafa'at, my shafa'at, is for those people of my ummah who have destroyed themselves. Meaning who have destroyed themselves due to sinning. My shafa'at is for them. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's beautiful share on this as well. Pesh-e-haq, mujda shafa'at ka sunate jayenge. Aap rote jayenge. Humko hasate jayenge. Rasulullah will be pleading for us, pleading for us. And he will be putting us to rest. He will be putting us to rest. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith narrated by Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, my shafa'at for my ummah will be for those people having major sins, great sins, big number of sins. My shafa'at will be for those people. And this hadith is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentions about this scenario also. about the very same topic of Shafa'at very beautifully. A shair present in his beautiful, beautiful masterpiece known as Hadaiq-e Bakhshish, the book of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's poetries. وہ عطائے دی ہیں خدا نے دامن محبوب کو جرم کھلتے جائیں گے وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے. سبحان اللہ عز و جل, that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be interceding in such a beautiful manner that when our sins are being exposed, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should conceal them, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should cover them. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful hadith that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Ahmad bin Baghdadi, Hazrat Abu Darda rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, shafa'ati li ahli dhunubi min ummati, that my shafa'at will be for those who are sinners in my ummah. Another beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, and this is in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that I will intercede for the people exceeding the quantities, exceeding the numbers of trees, plants and sand herds, more than the number of sand, more than the number of trees, more than the number of stones. This will be the quantity of how many people Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shall intercede for. So can we count trees? Can we count stones? We can't. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْثَرَ مِنْ, I will intercede for more than this number of people, subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also shafaat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith paak of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Al-Mustadrak lil-Hakim. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, shafa'ati liman shahida an la ilaha illallah mukhlisan yusaddiqu qalbuhu lisanahu, that my shafa'at is for that person who says and who testifies upon ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, upon this, that there is no worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely testifying to such an extent, his heart confirms upon what the tongue is uttering. Allahu Akbar. There are so many narrations like this, so many different narrations like this about shafa'at of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What's needed is love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because these ahadith are present in the books. They are mentioned in the books. And Allah Azza rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has brought them together for us, for us to refresh in our iman, for us to be educated. Once we are educated on the right beliefs, inshallah azza wa jal, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be protected from the traps of shaitan, from deviating from the right beliefs. Another beautiful hadith of Sahih Muslim, in which Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me three du'as which will definitely be accepted, three special khas du'as, out of which Allahumma ghfir li ummati, I have made this du'a two times. I have made this du'a two times, that oh Allah, forgive my ummah. Oh Allah, forgive my ummah. So I'm left with one. So what about that one? So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, and this hadith paak is mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, وَأَخَّرْتُ الثَّالِثَ, that I have postponed it, I have delayed the third one. For what? لِيَوْمِ يَرْغَبُ إِلَيَّ فِيهِ الْخَلْقُ حَتَّى إِبْرَاهِيمِ, I have delayed it for the day in which everyone will be having expectations unto me, including Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, father of so many prophets alayhi wa salam. Many prophets came from his lineage. So including Ibrahim alayhi salam, everyone else will be having expectations. Their eyes will be set on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is the day of judgment, when everyone will be expecting the help and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that out of three, two du'as I have made in the dunya itself for the ummah, that too. And the third one, I have left it, I have basically reserved it for the day of judgment. Another beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, Shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamati haqqun. My shafa'at on the day of judgment is the truth, is haqq. It's not a lie, it's haqq. فَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِهَا لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. The one who does not believe in it does not qualify for it. My shafa'at is truth. No one can belie it. If someone belies it, if someone says that no, it's not the truth, he does not deserve it. So, do you want the shafa'at of the Prophet or not? Yes, we all want, alhamdulillah. So we have to believe in it. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali mentions in the beautiful kalam of Mustafa Jane Rahmatullahi Salaam, Jiske maathe shafa'at ka sehra saja, Jiske maathe shafa'at ka sehra saja, us jabine sa'adat pe lakho salam. That upon whose head the beautiful crown of shafa'at has been adorned, thousands and thousands of salam and peace and salutation be upon that beautiful, beautiful forehead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding of the true creed of Ahlus Sunnah, the true creed of Islam, the true beliefs of Islam. May we be firm on them, inshallah. So this was one research, one topic, based on a question which was asked and the answer which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali gave. Do you see how powerful is the pen of my Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali? There are so many more to come, inshallah ta'ala. Stay tuned to Madani channel, share this program as well, invite others who may not be having Madani channel in their homes. Make sure that you, at least few homes, they start watching Madani channel due to your efforts. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen.